Tēnā koutou, I'm Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission, Arahikoi Aotearoa. This week, the Commission farewelled and acknowledged our retiring Board Chair, John Forbes. John has been involved with the Commission not only since its inception, but beforehand as part of the wide-ranging consultation that led to the Commission's establishment. At the time, the issue of public access over private rural land was extremely controversial. At his farewell, several people took the opportunity to acknowledge how John's mana and calm goodwill helped turn the inflamed topic of public outdoor access into one that is now largely free of controversy. Here's the Commission's chairperson, Rick Cullinane, speaking.
John's been part of the Commission since the get-go, and I've said to a few people, I was cleaning out one of our storage areas, and there was a mat tube that was addressed to John Forbes and Maggie Bayfield at an address at a hotel in Whanganui in July 2006. So that was part of the early consultation period where John was involved, standing in front of some quite ardent and eloquent commentators who weren't backwards in coming forward on the issue of the nascent walking access legislation.
The commission, which John helped set up, was established under a new piece of law, the Walking Access Act 2008.
When the bill was finally passed, it was a brand new thing. It was a greenfield opportunity. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build something that this country hadn't seen before. And it was a bit like setting off on a log and hewing our waka as we were underway. And John, from the early days of the consultation panel, through to his time on the board, and with such a calm and wise hand on the tiller, latterly as chair, has done an outstanding job in shaping that waka and aiming us and keeping us heading in a direction, in often quite stormy waters, certainly initially, to where we are now.
Jan Finlayson, president of the Federated Mountain Clubs, reminded us how important outdoor access is to New Zealand.
I think that tramping is essentially New Zealand's national, I wouldn't say sport, but it's like that. It's not a spectator sport. It's not something you put on a uniform to do in front of great crowds in a stadium. And yet we have, 65% of people are doing that sort of stuff independently. It is, and it's not only that, which is of enormous value, but it goes under the radar. I think another thing that's under the radar is the unifying force that comes from that tramping experience. You turn up, you park your car, it doesn't matter what suburb you've come from and what kind of a car you've parked, you're there as equals.
With our past controversies now mostly behind us, John Forbes farewelled us by highlighting the importance of new challenges for public access to the outdoors.
He mihi nui, he mihi mahana, he mihi araha, kia kouta tēnā kouta. And I'm pleased to say that I think that walking access is in really good heart. It's got some huge challenges in front of it. And some of you have talked tonight about the sort of the hunting, shooting, fishing, tramping kind of access that has been our really important to us. But currently, we're working with the challenge of trying to proactively fit access into places like South Auckland, where there is burgeoning growth going on in that city, and putting together walkways and things that kids and older people can use, getting from A to B and C to D, around between Pairata and Pukekohe and between Tuakau and Pokono, and put those things in that are so expensive to retrofit in the future.
That new challenge of creating a network of public access and tracks and trails that people can use in their local communities is one that we're starting to work on region by region, on the fringes of the fast-growing South Auckland and North Waikato, as John mentioned, but also Taranaki and Matakana, North Auckland, and hopefully many other regions over the coming years. Thanks for listening to our podcast again. Ngā mihi, I'm Stephen Day. Hei kōnā mai.